This episode is brought to you by Auntie Donna. We are heading on world tour in 2023. We're coming to the US, Canada, UK, and Ireland. And I know that's not the world, but you know what I mean. But we need your help because we don't know where to go. If you sign up to our mailing list at auntiedonna.com and enter your capital city, we'll know to do a show near you and you'll secure first access to tickets when they go on sale. Sign up equals show near you. No sign up equals no show near you. And Auntie Donna go on a kayaking holiday instead. It's the Auntie Donna World Tour in 2023. Sign up to our mailing list at auntiedonna.com. Now enjoy the episode.
Listener Production.
G'day legends and welcome to another rip episode of the Auntie Donna podcast. This week we have another world first on the Auntie Donna podcast as Broden, Mark and Zach attempt to record the whole podcast while standing up. Remember, if you're loving the Auntie Donna pod, you can get access to the bonus episodes and the video versions at auntiedonnaclub.com.
Welcome to the Auntie Donna podcast.
Woo!
Starring, you know him as the Italian cunt. He's
Italian.
How many? 5 foot?
Nothing.
Why ain't in it? 5 foot flat.
I ain't in it. Oh, sorry.
Big 5 foot nose. Flat. Huh?
Big nose.
No, I would never.
Big nose. Say it.
I would never.
Big nose.
I'm not gonna do it.
Say it.
He's got a great nose.
Thank you.
Very tight. Very smooth.
Smallest asshole you've ever seen. It's Mark Samuel Bonanno.
Hey!
He's got a brain injury.
And we've got, not only do we have Mark Samuel Bonanno here, one
over.
Of the regular guests on the Auntie Donna podcast, we got someone else here today.
Yeah.
His name, you would know. It starts with the last letter of the alphabet.
Yeah.
Which is, yep, and
you knew that because he's saying, you know,
yeah, and he's always wearing shoes,
yep,
and his hair.
Come on, man.
I'm doing the best I can.
I got a big forehead.
I'm not saying that.
No, I got a forehead.
I'm not saying that. He's got a great forehead.
Thank you.
It's Zach Ruin.
Yeah, motherfuckers, it's me, Zach Ruin.
Yeah.
Ruin.
That's how they pronounce it on ABC Breakfast, and you said it was right.
Yeah, I'm going to count right here. That's one, that's two. Mark Bonanno, Zach Ruin, that's two people, but I'm seeing three people in the room right now. That's because this podcast has three hosts.
Woo!
Yeah. It is my absolute pleasure.
Yeah.
My absolute pleasure.
Woo!
Pleasure. What's a synonym for pleasure?
Pleasure.
No, another word.
Joy. Orgasm.
It is my absolute orgasm to introduce the third and final host of this podcast. You might know him from How to Stay Married or Auntie Donna. He's got the beard and the hat. It's
you can say I'm bald.
You sure?
Yeah, you can.
He's got a great head of hair.
I don't have a fucking head of hair.
It's a hairstyle.
It's not a hairstyle. It's a
great head.
What?
He's got a great head.
He's got a great head. It's Broden Kelly.
It's Broden Kelly.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of listeners at home right now will be like, whoa.
What the fuck is going on?
Sounds different.
Something sounds different. This podcast is full of beans. Usually it's not this full of beans.
Usually it's like, meh.
But in this,
I got a stiffy.
Broden has got a stiffy. It's
but
busting.
Why does
out
he have a stiffy?
His jeans so much so that the knob is rubbing on the zipper, and he's gonna have to go to a dermatologist.
Yeah,
we are.
Does that come from truth?
We are no. We are so full of beans because.
Yeah.
Now tell me if I'm wrong, guys. What? You're tired.
No, we got to announce it because I'm holding.
We're going to announce it.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about that.
But listeners,
we've got to announce the concept so they know what.
Listeners at home can't see, and I'm not saying that you're all.
The patrons can.
Yeah, I'm talking about listeners
and anyone that's like seen any of our 1 or 2 minute clips on social media.
This may be
yeah
the first ever podcast recorded We weren't content with just doing another boring fucking podcast. Every fucking week it's the same.
Everyone. I went on a podcast the other day and they said, "Do you have anything to promote?" And everyone's like, I've got a podcast. Well, who's changing the world? This is the first ever podcast where the hosts are standing for the entire podcast.
Yeah, kind of half-leaning.
Well,
I'm standing.
Hey, I got a question. There's a chair here from when we recorded it sitting, and I want to put my leg up because I think then I can kind of...
No, that's not standing. No,
is that
neither
standing?
Of you are standing.
You don't
right
know what
now.
The fuck you're talking about.
I'm the only one here who is standing. You're... I don't know what that is.
This is
you're
a stand.
Leaning. Or he's like... he's.
That's rest.
So
that's
I've
rest.
Got...
Standing
for anyone
is hard
listening,
work.
For anyone
my
sitting
back
at home...
My back is fucking killing
for
me.
For anyone sitting
of the
at home
this.
Listening to the podcast... right now I have one foot on the floor and then another foot up on the chair like a resting cowboy.
Yeah, he's a resting cowboy stand.
That's not standing.
That's a resting cowboy stand.
No,
they
that's a
call
rest.
It,
that's a resting cowboy
it,
rest.
They wouldn't call it the resting cowboy stand if it wasn't a stand.
It's what? Not called the resting cowboy stand. You made that up.
This is all different variants of a
now
stand.
Now you're standing. Now you're standing. Now
so
you're
Broden,
not.
Well,
I put my hands on the
clarify,
desk.
Yeah. This is an audio medium. When you say now you're standing, what are you saying?
I'm seeing a man who is being, who is defying gravity, who is defying the laws of gravity. Well, not defying, fighting against it.
Elphaba and Wicked.
Using only their feet. Using but only their feet planted firmly on the ground.
So Brad and Kelly right now, sorry. I should say we didn't change the microphones and they're really heavy. They're designed, they're tabletop microphones.
Yeah, we shouldn't
Broden's
have done it standing.
Broden's leaning down to use his... Me and Mark are holding, that was some of the issues before. This is why my volume is changing. Right now, I'm just physically closer because I'm resting the bottom of my microphone atop my belly.
Yeah, it's impractical and stupid to be doing this, but we're the first to do it.
So Broden Kelly.
But you're not really doing it.
If there's Broden different Kelly. Variants. Yeah, there's different variants of standing. There's different variants
so
of standing.
Can we explain so. What yes. your issue is? What is Broden doing that you don't
standing
like?
Standing to me is pure.
Yeah, and what's he doing right now? You've got to describe to the listener, what are you seeing that you're taking issue with?
What I'm taking issue with is that Broden is using another object.
What's the object? You've got to describe the visual.
Yeah.
I know what your issue
it's
is,
a table.
But for
it's
the
a
listener,
table.
You've got to describe the visual. What are you
it's
seeing?
A table.
It's a table.
It's a table.
And what's Broden
table.
Doing?
Broden is leaning on the table.
So he's got two hands on the table, one hand on the table.
He's grounded, but now he's got one hand on the table. He has two hands on the table right now. Now he has one hand on the table. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't
it does
matter.
For the listener because they can't imagine the image
yeah,
that
Mark,
you're protesting.
Describe.
I am. I
you're
am.
Just saying I have an issue with this. This is my opinion on standing. Well, they're like, but what's he doing?
See, you're standing right now and I appreciate it.
Thank you.
And Broden is standing, he's no longer standing because he has both hands on the table and he's taken both hands off the table, so he's standing now, and now he's got them on the table, so he's no longer
Here's
standing.
My thing
because, look, when you think about what is grounding you to the earth.
One dog is a Jack Russell. One is an Irish Terrier. One is a pug. They're all dogs, mate.
What? Yeah, but
and
they're
you're a dog.
But yeah, they're different. No, but they're different breeds of dog. You can't say they're all the same dog.
These are different breeds of standing, cunt head.
No fucking shit for brains.
You know, if
there
we
are
were
no
sitting,
different breeds
like
of standing.
Yes, there absolutely
no,
are.
No, because there's no different breeds of walking because...
Absolutely, there's
no... No, because then...
Sorry, I was on your side and then you said there's no different... What about the walk where they're like wiggling their butts and winning at Olympics?
That's a... No, that's...
Speed walking.
That's walking.
What about
because
walk?
You change it,
what
you're
a
jogging.
A leisurely stroll.
You change it, you're running.
That you
but
know.
You change it, you're
stroll.
Standing.
Mark.
Am I walking right now, cunt face?
No, but Mark, you're changing the goalposts here, right? You said there are not different breeds of walking in attack of his different breeds of standing. And you that, and now you're changing the goalposts. There are different types of
if
walking.
If you change the nature of your walk, it becomes something else, like a jog.
Well, if you, Mark, the definition
stand.
Of a walk is heels and toes on the floor at the same time. You're never airborne. That's the definition of a walk. You can go from a stroll to a brisk walk to an Olympics level racing walk.
I don't think
walk.
That's the definition of a walk.
There are definitions of walking.
Yeah, there are. If at the Olympics, when they're doing the speed walking, if you have both feet off the ground at the same time, guess what, cunt?
You're
out.
Then you're running.
Then you're running.
So you can go
which
from
which is a different breed of
you
walk.
You can go from a straw, which is a different breed of walk. Yeah.
They're all standing.
Yeah.
Wait, what's my argument? Am I saying
you're saying that there is no different breeds of walk?
No, I think there are.
Well, then that's good.
But it becomes
you admit
something
that.
Else.
Let that go
like,
then. Don't change the goalpost.
If you get a Shih Tzu and a bulldog and you breed them, do you know what you get?
A dog.
A Shih Tzu. A bull. No, a. Sh- a shits dog.
Can I? Yeah. I've decided but what I'm going to do here. Can I just jump in here?
A shoe dog.
I'm going to adjourn this debate. We now have a debate between Mark Bonanno and Broden Kelly.
And it's all done standing.
Is Broden Kelly standing?
You are teetering upon whether you are standing or not. And I want to say right now.
You've got to move past it, man.
We've already not done. We've already not done what we said we were going to do, which was do a full podcast standing, the first ever, and you've broken the laws of standing.
I'm standing.
That's your contention. And that's why now we will have this debate. Broden Kelly, what is your contention? Mark, I'll get to you, mate. You can ask your question then. Broden, what is your contention? Do you believe you are standing?
Yeah.
So your contention is right now, when you put two hands on the table, you are standing. Mark, what is your contention?
My contention is that that motherfucker that I'm looking at right now is leaning.
Is leaning. Now, Mark, is your contention that one cannot stand and lean at the same time? Is your contention that he is not standing?
My contention is that a lean is not a pure stand. And we said we were doing a standing podcast.
Okay.
Not a leaning podcast.
Okay. We need to clarify
that. Idea. We should do a leaning.
A leaning podcast is really good.
Because
I'm going to say the debate is this. Is Broden standing? Broden's position is that he is standing. Your position is that he is not standing. Are you okay with that being the terms of the debate?
My position is that he is leaning. My position is, if I were to show a jury,
we can argue the terms. We need to agree on the argument.
I'm telling you what it is, and you just keep telling me I'm wrong because I feel like you know some little loophole where you're going to fuck me up later.
He's from the leaning lobby.
Because I think he could argue
he's
that
from
one...
from the powerful leaning lobby.
One
he's
could
been
argue,
paid off.
Mark, one could argue that one can lean and stand. They're not opposed to each other.
I think what I am saying...
Please.
And you have to listen to me.
I'm listening.
You simply must.
I just need to get... We need to get a clear terms of debate. Go.
If I were to show... two photos of a man. Oh, now you're crouching.
I
what
got
are you
tired.
Doing? Where are your legs? Where are your knees?
Is this standing?
Oh, no, absolutely not. Absolutely not. That's a crouch.
Sorry.
That's a crouch. You can't crouch.
That's not a stand?
Well, although, I don't know if anyone's ever done a crouching podcast.
Oh, should crouching good. Broden hidden Mark.
Yeah. Mark, I just want to know, my man.
I'm telling you right now.
What's your position?
Let's say I'm in front of a jury of my peers.
Because he's saying he's standing. We're talking about the lean thing. We can talk about crouch later. This is too much for me.
Let's say I'm in front of a jury of peers.
Yeah.
Right?
Why do you keep saying that?
Yeah, cool. I'm the judge.
At the beach.
I'm the jury.
You're the jury. I show you two photos.
Yeah.
One.
These are all arguments.
One is of a man.
Ah! This is your argument. Ah! I need to know.
Okay. One is of a man doing this.
Yeah? Standing.
One
standing.
Is of
you
a man.
Do,
and I'm not going to do
doing
it.
This. They're
I'm
listeners,
gonna...
Mark. They're here doing this, doing what?
Right. Standing. Standing. A man standing. A man standing. Yeah. On his 2 feet.
Yeah. With no hands resting on a table.
Yes. Fighting with all their might the laws of gravity.
Right.
On their
good.
2 feet.
Yeah.
And then a picture of a man. And I'm not going to do it because I said I was going to stand this whole time. So I'm not going to actually do it. All right. But then a picture of a man with his 2 feet on the ground. Yeah. Leaning on something else for support. And I would just show those two pictures to a...
great. These are all great
peers.
Arguments.
At
Mark.
The beach.
But we haven't defined the terms of the argument. I just need to know... Okay, go.
Yeah, let Mark finish.
All I'm asking is to finish.
Okay.
Hello, I'm from Finnish.
That's good.
You're from Finnish.
You got your finish.
Yeah, I'm satisfied.
No, go. Tell me, Mark. What are you saying?
And I show those two images to a jury of my peers.
A jury of your peers, which is me.
And I say, which photo is this man doing a pure stand? Okay. A pure stand.
Okay.
What one are they going to pick?
Okay,
are they going to pick the one where the cunt's leaning?
Great. Mark. Mark, I get it, brother.
Or are they going to pick the one where the man... is doing a pure stand.
But this is what I'm saying, man. Can you,
2 feet
can you
on the
hear
ground.
Me right now? Can you hear me right now? I hear you. And I got to be honest with you, man. I agree with you. Pure stand?
Yeah.
Those are the terms of the argument?
Yeah.
I'm picking the one where he's standing 2 feet, no leaning.
Thank you.
Right, Mark.
Jury
Mark.
Closed.
No, Mark.
Rivadetti.
Listen to me, man. I got one point I need to make to you after the ad break, okay?
Oh, wow.
Thank you. Let me fucking do this segue.
That's amazing.
Yeah, pretty cool. So I'll do the ad break and then I'm going to tell you what the point I'm trying to make.
All right.
Hey, if you're just joining us, We are debating something, but I don't know what yet. Mark is yelling a lot.
I'm Italian.
Mark, what I need to know is what you're trying to prove. I grew up in a very Italian neighborhood.
All right. All
right. A lot of my friends and peers are Italian.
Zach was doing the Mamma Mia hands for anyone.
Hey, my parents grew up in like a lot of Italian neighbors.
Yeah.
And there was Italians across the road and they said, this is how you make a bolognese. And my family's used it ever since, the recipe.
My one question is, because you're as skippy kangaroo bush as it gets.
Yeah. Right? Oh, yeah. I love a meat pie and
convict stock.
Yeah. Scum.
Now, when you're not scum, no one said stop leaning. No one said that. No one said that. No one said scum. No one said scum. You think my family doesn't come from scum?
No, I don't think
I'm
that.
As scum as it gets, mate.
No. We're not there yet as a society. We can't call your people scum.
No, we're just the mafia types.
I like mafia.
That's a really
I love the Sopranos.
Comparison.
The video game is fantastic.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. The Sopranos video game.
I like the
no,
Max
no, no,
Payne
the mafia video
game. Have you ever seen Paulie Walnuts plugging
yes.
the Sopranos? Very
yes,
funny.
I have.
Anyway,
are you mixing in? Do you fill your bowl at the, say you're about to serve the meal of the bolognese?
I know what you want me to say.
We call it bolognese in my house. Or ragu.
Or ragu. Do you
Fuck,
fill the
standing.
Bowl?
We are standing. We're still standing.
Do you fill? We are standing. This is the first ever podcast where where one host has stood the entire time. Another has half stood, whatever
I,
the fuck,
I believe
lean has leaning
the
and refuses
shared position
to actually
is,
stand.
I believe, and I haven't gotten a lot of clarity, I believe the position is not all of us have done pure stands.
Yes, it's
but
a
we are
stand.
All standing. You wanted to talk pure stand. There's no judgment on standing.
We said we were going to stand.
Anyway.
All I heard was an argument about pure standing.
Do you want me to do the bolognese thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, talk about bolognese.
Mix it together and then you put it in.
Thank you. That's all I wanted
but
to hear.
I want to tell you what I put in the bolognese and you tell me because it's from the Italians in like 1960 in Thomastown. Like around you, the chopped tomato, you know, chopped tomato. And they use canned soup.
Get out.
That's what I'm Italian
out,
told my grandmother.
Out.
The people of Italy.
Fine. Tomato
Broden,
soup?
Broden.
Fine.
Like Campbell's
Italy.
Tomato soup or tomato puree.
Rosella.
Like passata.
Rosella soup. Canned soup.
That's
condensed
crazy.
Soup.
I mean, I guess it's just passata with
this
some extra
60s.
Bullshit in it.
This is what they're doing in the 60s.
Well, yeah, they're not getting passata in the 60s.
Yeah, but you can make passata at your house on fucking tomato day.
Yeah, you can
the
fucking make
it. The people
of
Italy are not a monolith.
But I guess they're always
there
looking.
Are 20 regions of Italy. Perhaps in Sicily, they don't use tomato soup. But perhaps this fine family are from Umbria.
In Sicily,
he's
motherfucker.
He's not standing.
No, that's your nail. No, I'm
I am
standing.
Standing.
That is not
we,
a stand.
All we have defined because of your choices, all you defined was whether something was pure standing. You are pure standing. In my opinion, this is a dirty stand.
It is
yes,
a dirty
this
stand.
This is a filthy stand.
And we didn't say we were doing a filthy, dirty dog stand.
Well, no, we just said standing. We said standing, and then when I tried to set the terms of the debate,
right, okay.
Mark, you were like, I'll tell you what, this is a pure stand. Great, fucking good, I'm
well,
standing.
Well, then when we go and do the first walking podcast, I'll just fucking run as fast as I can away from the rest
it's
of
not
you.
It's not walking.
Oh, but my feet won't leave the ground.
Well, then it is walking.
My feet won't
that
leave the
walking.
Ground, boys.
That is walking,
that,
what
that,
you're describing.
Walking.
I'll be walking
just
so
Olympic
fucking
level.
Fast you'll never be able to catch me.
That's fine. That's great. As long as your feet don't both leave the ground at the same time more than
that's
three
not
times
walking.
In the race.
That is walking.
That is walking.
I can't remember what
they just,
I was saying.
They sat down, they set the terms, and they defined it. That's all you got to do.
I just love confrontation.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. This is fun.
And we're standing.
Me and you are standing right now.
I'm not pure standing. Broden, I'll own up to that.
It's
but I think this is a
what
dirty
you're doing.
Stand.
And
so what I'm doing is I'm resting my foot atop the seat like earlier. I'm doing the cowboy lean stand, a form of dirty stand.
Yeah. And I think my stand was a blasé stand. Mm.
Also a dirty stand, or even in a further subcategory, the blasé stand.
Now,
but
I
then what's a lean?
A
lean and a stand are not mutually exclusive.
I would categorise a stand, Mark,
yeah.
as someone where if your balance is being defined by the weight in your legs holding you upwards.
What percentage?
The majority. Majority
so
weight.
So you're saying 51% weight is in your feet, then it's a stand?
Yes.
I would put it personally. I'll put it at a 70 or an 80%.
Well, then you're not standing.
You're not standing. Both of my feet.
There's no hands.
Okay, that's fair.
This is a different. We're talking about hand-based stand rules. This is a whole different part.
No, you're being completely supported by a chair.
Yeah, two legs.
Zach has one leg on a chair.
But that's the ground in this scenario.
Now we
talk. You've got five legs.
We were talking about hands. This is a different thing. I'm happy to have this debate. I consider this a dirty stand, but I'm happy to be proven wrong.
We said we were going to do a standing podcast. Mm-hmm. We didn't say there was going to be leaning.
Yeah.
We didn't say there was going to be...
We didn't say anything.
Eggs on our face. They put eggs, they put soft-boiled eggs and peas in their lasagna. I wanted to say that earlier. I can't...
Soft-boiled.
And well, then it came back into my head.
Soft-boiled?
Yeah, soft-boiled
like
eggs. They
the
chop
gooey,
up...
eggy.
No. They soft-boil an egg and then they chop it up.
Well, that's a... But is the eggy gooey?
I mean, I assume that...
What's the difference between a soft boiled and a hard boiled?
It's a hard boiled is boiled to hard.
The hard boiled is when the yolk goes hard.
So the yolk is still gooey?
Maybe it would cook or maybe it's a hard boiled egg.
Maybe it's a hard boiled egg.
They boil the fucking egg.
Nothing worse than...
Can't they boil the fucking egg?
Hard or soft?
I'm
no longer trying to fight you. I just want to know.
You don't even need eggs.
But yeah, that's why I'm in this region of Sicily.
This region of Sicily.
I think I'd be more okay with a soft.
When my nonna made it,
better.
The yolk in the egg was cooked, whether it cooked in the oven or
was
whether the yolk cooked when it was being boiled.
Hard bits of
I
yolk.
Don't know.
Was it hard bits of yolk?
Well, once it came out of the oven.
Was it smushed all through the
lasagna? I don't know
of...
if it went in. Now you're sitting. Now Broden's sitting.
I got tired.
There is no debate here.
I got tired. I don't know what
Thank
to tell you.
You. Finally, some reason has slipped
let
into
me put
Zach's
this,
mind.
Let me put this to you guys.
Don't, Zach!
So I'm Zach and sit, I are now Zach. Sitting.
Oh, this
and
is
I, and I'm happy to own up to that, unequivocally.
Now, we have a poor camera operator, Oscar, is going to have to come in and adjust the cameras again.
Thanks,
but
Oscar.
I got bored of the standing thing. I think it can still be a standing podcast.
No.
Yeah, I think so.
No, it can't
if we're
be.
Sitting.
If we're sitting. You
What's it
going to
take for us to convince
sitting.
You to take a seat?
No, I'm committed. I'm committed. And you know what? Hey, if the Guinness World Record just goes to me,
there's no official.
We well, I can
to
send
get
it to the official.
Guinness World Record.
We'll tell you, we'll say it's...
I'll take the footage of me doing this and I'll send it.
You need someone in the room. You need an official in the room.
No, but I've got it on tape.
You still need someone
it.
In the room. It's one of the rules.
I've got this heaps. You're in the room.
No, a world Guinness record guy.
You need someone recognized. They don't have to work for Guinness World Records, but they need to be recognized by the Guinness World Records.
No.
Everyone here is biased.
No, that's not true.
It is.
There's video game records that people have set in the Guinness World Records.
He has a point. That is true.
All I know is that in this situation.
King of Kong.
Try it.
Watch it.
Try it.
Can we end the podcast? My back is killing me.
No, just grab a seat.
Oh, it's over.
Man, take a load off, man.
Yeah, hey, can we just have a quick check-in for future?
You're trying
have
to trick
sit,
me.
Mark, have a sit down and let's check in so next time we know.
Yeah, all right. Let's do it.
Just have a sit, though.
No. And I'm going to hold the mic for the whole time as well because that was the commitment that we made to
No,
each other.
No. I told you I would never pick it up.
He
I told
so
you that.
Clear.
I'll be in the fucking earth before you ever see me pick up this fucking microphone monitor.
Get him, Broden. Get him.
You're
I tried to be reasonable, but he's being a get him.
Oh, you're standing.
Get him.
I am standing. Thank you very much. And that's all
I'm standing
to hear.
Too.
No,
and
you're
can I
sitting.
Say, Mark,
we're both sitting.
If I'd known this was a pure stand podcast, I'm telling you right now, I never would have leaned. And I'm sorry that there was that miscommunication. But have a sit. Let's talk it through.
No. No, I won't sit because I know the podcast is still going.
No,
I'm not
it's
stupid.
Not. It's
I
over
see the
now.
Light
I'm just listening to this for fun now.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, tell me like your favorite. Tell me your top 10 favorite things about how comfy it is to sit.
Look, don't get me wrong. I do love to sit.
Yeah.
And at home, last night I had a sit.
How
and
was
it was, oh my God.
What's the best top 10 things about sitting that you love?
And alternating with that, the top five. Top
no, it's too much.
Eight,
already.
Eight, I think if you do one. Alternating, just, for every one you do of the top 10 of your favorite, I want you to say a part of your body that's feeling tired.
Okay. So I guess my favorite or my number 10 favorite thing about sitting is not standing.
Yeah.
I love not standing.
Yeah. Me too. That's why I'm sitting.
I only stand usually out of defiance or out of a promise that's been made.
Yeah.
Those are the two reasons. And now I've got to go to a part of my body that's hurting, my lower back.
Yeah.
My lower back's really.
You're holding that heavy microphone. Yeah, it's not a normal microphone, is it? It's got like a full.
Yeah, it's got like a whole bass and it's got like something a pain that would be relieved from it. Just from a quick sit.
Yeah. That's why I sat.
Number nine, favorite thing about standing.
Sitting.
Sitting?
Favorite thing about sitting.
Favorite thing about sitting. Being closer to the common man.
Yeah.
Like, because when you're like grounded, that grounded. I grew up in Werribee.
They call it earthing.
Yeah.
There's a reason that royalty, there's no name for their chairs.
You know, they say for 10 minutes every day you should sit down, and that's called earthing. It's about reconnecting with the earth.
And that's wonderful. The royal family don't have names for their chairs.
If you're a king or a queen, there's no name for their chairs.
Any chair, they don't call it chairs.
What about the big chair that they sit in?
The throne. No name. What was it?
The throne.
Well, look at me.
Mark, what's another part of you that's hurting?
My knees. Mm. I've usually got quite bad knees. Jeez, I'm getting tired. Oh, boy. So my knees are starting to give way again. Something that just a quick sit would absolutely relieve. Oh boy. where were we? What were we talking about?
Your favorite things about sitting.
One of my favorite thing about sitting is being able to. It's so much easier to nap when you're sitting.
Put the mic down,
It's so much easier to nap.
You can still stand, Kevin.
Yeah, that's true. As long as I don't at any point lean.
No, you're good. I got it. I'll hold it for you. You just got to come nice and close.
Hey, what are you doing?
That's right. I'm just putting the chair.
Oh, no. First of all,
I love standing. Oh, no. He's we nearly away. Had him. Why'd you change the music?
The music, I fumbled.
Oh, it was so close.
God, thank you so much, Broden, for playing that royalty-free metal music. I reckon I was so close to falling asleep. God knows what would have happened there. But that is the end of the pod.
I'm back on board with standing. Board
well, it too. Doesn't count now.
Yeah.
It doesn't count.
We've all been standing this whole time.
I reckon we might win the Academy Award for best standing.
We win the Academy Award for best standing.
And you know what? We're going to be standing for every podcast from now on.
No.
Yes.
Pure standing, no less.
And we're done.
Ah, done. Turn off that music.
Thank God that podcast is over.
All done. Turn it off. I might sit now.
Let's all take a load off. I'll turn that music off because we're done.
Yeah, we're done.
We are done. We are done.
All done. Great.
Take a load off.
All done. Take a load off. Have a sit. Never. Have a sit, mate.
I can't.
Have a sit.
No, I refuse.
We're done with the podcast.
We're done with the podcast, man. It's all good. We did the song.
Oh, did you like... Yeah, he's waving, saying, yeah, we turned it off.
Tom's saying we're done.
Tom?
We are done.
Tom, if I sit and I'm to be made a fool of, I will come for you. I will come for you and your family.
You don't need to talk into the mic, man. We're done.
And I need you to know this, Tom. I'm about to sit because I'm tired from the podcast. If you do not cut the cameras and the audio before I sit, the pain that you will suffer will be so immense that you will wish you were never born. Do you understand? Okay. And the podcast is... Well, the podcast is over.
Yeah.
Why are you acting like some sort of sinister villain? Like a snake-like creature.
I'll tell you once.
Oh, okay.
Tom?
All right. Woo.
Are you sitting?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, that. Guess what, Mark? We got ya.
Well, Mark, we didn't want you to sit, and now you must suffer.
Now
we're gonna kill you.
Kill you.
You've been listening to the Auntie Donna podcast. Thanks for joining us for another RIP episode brought to you by AuntieDonnaClub.com. See you next week. Listener.